game plan. And they've scored a good bit with this game plan. Their game plan is to steal, kill, and destroy. The game plan is that Satan, the devil, he'll use anything he can to drive a wedge in between you and God, to eventually isolate you from God and those around you. That's the devil's game plan. And you know what? We haven't been very good on defense sometimes, and we've allowed the devil just to run over us, and he's destroyed our relationships. He's stolen relationships. He's killed relationships. He's destroyed relationships. Don't allow the devil to do that. Be that linebacker. Be tough. Defend your goal. Defend your family. Defend your life. Defend your ministry. Defend the kingdom of God. Stand up for what's right, for what is good. This is what God wants us to do. See, God's game plan is this: to remove all barriers in between you and Him, that you might really know what love and life really is, that you might love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's God's game plan. He wants to remove all those barriers. He wants to help you overcome all those barriers and to get through all those habits, hurts, and hang-ups so you can enjoy love and life abundantly with Christ. So, and the way you do that is by joining Team Jesus, playing your position on the team, knowing this playbook, studying this playbook, knowing God's game plan, and living this book, this playbook. Everything that's in this book is every answer to every problem we have in life. If you've got a problem in your life, if you've got a barrier in your life, then you need to go to this playbook, and I promise you there's a promise in this book to help you overcome that problem you're going through right now. Okay? All right. So that's faith lesson number two, is to listen to the coach. All right. So next I want to share with you faith lesson number three, and that's to huddle up. Huddle up. And I really love this one. And first of all, let me share with you Luke 14:23. It kind of talks about how we ought to huddle up. Luke 14:23. Let me just kind of give you a background on this passage of Scripture before I share it with you. And because what's going on here is that Jesus is teaching about the kingdom of God. And he begins talking about how there's a banquet, kind of like a last Thursday at Thanksgiving. A lot of us had a banquet, all that turkey and dressing, and I'm still eating leftovers, praise the Lord. But anyway, and this is a little tight this morning too, from all that turkey. But anyway, there's a banquet. Jesus said that the kingdom of God, it's like a banquet, and you have all these invited guests that are to come to the banquet, but all the invited guests, they make up excuses, and they have excuse after excuse after excuse, and they don't come to the banquet. This great, wonderful banquet table set out before them, given to them as a gift, and they're just too busy, and there's too many distractions, and then the servants go back to the master, and they said, nobody's showing up. So the master says, and that brings us to Luke 14:23, the master told his servant, go out to the roads and the country lanes and make them come in so that my house may be full. See, God wants his house to be full. That's huddling up on Sunday morning. This is like a big huddle this morning. We're huddling up. All right? The coach has given his play, has sent his play in to the quarterback. The quarterback has huddled up with the team, and then the quarterback sharing his play with the team. Then the team goes and lines up, goes out, and they run that play in Jesus' name. You see how that worked? And you know what? All of us ought to play the part of what I call the offensive center. You know, the guy that actually hikes the ball between his legs to the quarterback, okay? And after every play, I don't know if you realize this or not, but after every play, the center throws his arms up in the air, then puts himself in the right position, and he yells at the top of his lungs, what? Huddle up! Huddle up! And when that center puts himself in the right position, he raises his arms and says, okay, huddle up! All the other offensive players huddle around him. And the coach sends in the play, and then that person relays the play to the quarterback, and the quarterback tells the team. And then they line up in Jesus' name to move forward, to cross over the goal line, to score touchdowns. And that's what we need to do for the Lord. And is that all of us, we need to play the part of an offensive center. And Because what we've got to do is that we've got to go out here in Burlington and this surrounding area around here, and we need to go out to people who aren't in the huddle, and we need to make them come in, like the scripture says here, that the Lord's house may be full. Why? Because we don't want anybody to miss out on what God wants for their life. If they're not here to hear what God wants to do, if they're not here to hear what God's doing, if they're not here to be taught about God's playbook and what God's game plan is for the next week, there's a lot of people out there that, man, they're going backwards. Yeah, that's the penalty, is that? There you go. So we've got to play the part of the offensive center. We've got to do whatever it takes, you know, throw our arms up and yell at the top of our lungs. And you know, I think we need to get a little bit more aggressive sometimes. We're not as aggressive as we should be sometimes. I'm not saying that you can't drag people to church, although I do remember one time when four men, in the Bible it says four men actually put their friend that was lame on a mat, and they put a hole in the ceiling, and they lowered their friend right in front of Jesus. You remember that story in the Bible? I mean, that's aggressive. That's making them come in. And sometimes it takes that with some people. You know, but we've got to do it in a loving, gentle way. I understand that. You know, there's a place for gentleness, and we've got to do that. But this is what we've got to do. And we've got to get people to huddle up. And if you're not in God's huddle, you're not going to know what to do. You're going to miss the count. You're going to be off sides. You're not going to know how to run the play that God wants for your life. Imagine if one of the offensive linemen decided to not block for the quarterback. All right? I'm not picking on the elders this morning, all right? Okay? I know I said that the elders are the offensive linemen. This could be anybody. You know, if they just, one play decided, I'm going to let that enemy go right by. I'm going to let this pass right by me, and then all of a sudden, boom, the quarterback gets sacked flat on his back, lose yardage, could fumble the ball and could lose the game. See how important it is for just one person to make sure that they fill their position and they run the play the way God wants them to? Because so many times we're not involved. We're not playing the position that God wants us on the team. And if just one person doesn't play their position on the team, it can lose the whole game. That's how important it is to work together, teamwork, to score touchdowns for Jesus. This next point, this fourth and final faith lesson that we can learn from football is to play hard. And I'm going to show you a video clip right now, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's watch that right now.
Your attitude's like the aroma of your heart. If your attitude stinks, it means your heart's not right.
Sure, let's preach it today.
Mm-hmm. What?
How's your attitude, Brock?
It's fine.
Then you'll be okay with the death crawl, right?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, everybody on the goal line. Get your partner. Let's go. All right, let's go. Show me something. 10 yards. Move it. Let's go. Let's go, Matt. Let's go. Let's go, Jonathan. Show me something. 10 yards. Show me some power. No knees. Keep your knees off the ground. Show me something. There we go. 10 yards. Show me some muscle. Show me some power. Give me some heart. Let's go. Very good, boy. Very good. Let's run it back.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So, Coach, how strong is Westview this year?
A lot stronger than we are.
You already written Friday night down as a loss, Brock?
Well, not if I know we could beat them.
Come here, Brock. You too, Jeremy.
What, am I in trouble now?
Not yet. I want to see you do the death crawl again, except I want to see your absolute best.
What, you want me to go to the 30?
I think you can go to the 50.
The 50? I can go to the 50 if nobody's on my back.
I think you can do it with Jeremy on your back. But even if you can, I want you to promise me you're going to do your best.
All right.
Your best.
Okay.
You going to give me your best?
I'm going to give you my best.
All right, one more thing. I want you to do it blindfolded.
Why?
because I don't want you giving up at a certain point when you could go further. Get down. Jeremy, get on his back. I get a good tight hold, Jeremy. All right, let's go, Brock. Keep your knees off the ground, just your hands and feet. There you go. A little bit left, a little bit left.
I bet he does.
There you go. Show me good effort. That away, Brock. You keep coming. There you go. It's a good start. A little bit left, a little bit left. There you go, Brock. Good strength. That's it, Brock. That's it.
I'm out of the 20 yet.
Forget the 20. You give me your best. You keep going. That's it. No, don't stop, Brock. You got more in you than that.
I ain't done. I'm just resting a second.
You got to keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's go. Don't quit till you got nothing left. There you go. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Your very best. Your very best. Your very best. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Don't quit on me. Keep going. Keep driving it. Keep your knees off the ground. That's it. Your very best. Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Don't quit till you got nothing left. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. I want everything you got. Come on, keep going.
It hurts.
Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go.
He's heavy.
I know he's heavy.
I'm by our strength.
Then you negotiate with your body to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going. You hear me? You keep going. You're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Keep going.
Burn.
And let it burn.
My arms are burning.
It's all hard. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Come on. Keep going. You promised me your best. Your best. Don't stop. Keep going.
Too hard.
It's not too hard. You keep going. Come on, Brock. Give me more. Give me more. Keep going. 20 more steps. 20 more. Keep going, Brock. Give me your best. Don't quit. No. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Brock Kelly, you don't quit. Keep going. Keep going. Go, Brock Kelly. You don't quit on me. No, you keep going. You keep going. Go, Brock. 10 more steps. 10 more. 10 more. 10 more. Keep going. Don't quit. Give me your heart. You can. You can. 5 more. 5 more. Come on, Brock. Come on. Don't quit. Don't quit. Come on, Brock. 2 more.
It's got to be 50. It's got to be 50. I don't have any more.
Look up, Brock. You're in the end zone. Brock, you are the most influential player on this team. If you walk around defeated, so will they. Oh, tell me you can't give me more than what I've been seeing. You just carried a 140-pound man across this whole field on your arms. Brock, I need you. God's gifted you with the ability of leadership. Don't waste it.
Coach?
Can I count on you?
Yes.
Coach?
What is it, Jeremy?
I weigh 160.
That's the question, isn't it? Who's next? That's a great scene selection there from Facing the Giants. If you've never seen that movie, I encourage you to buy that or rent that movie and watch it. If you live your life like that movie says, you'll be all right. So Play hard. Give it your best. That's what God wants. Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for man. Play every down as hard as you can so at the end of the game you can say, I did my best. You may get tired, bruised, and dirty. You might feel like giving up. You may feel like you can't stand anymore. But you must sacrifice for the team. That's what Jesus did for you and for me. He sacrificed himself for the team. And because he willingly gave up his life and sacrificed himself for us, we should be willing to do the same for him. Would you agree with that? What kind of sacrifices can we make? I want to challenge you this morning to, I think it's in your What's Up about a benevolence fund. As we approach Christmas and there was more needs approaching, even on our team right here at Integrity, you know, there's people struggling. And I know, you know, some of you think of Todd, you know, everybody's struggling. It's tough times right now, economic times like they are. And now more than ever, we need to come together as a team and work together as a team and make sacrifices for the team. Because there's some people, I guarantee you, that are struggling even worse than you are. And there's been a lot of needs communicated to the staff, to the elders here recently. And I want to challenge you this morning, $10 per person in your family, give to the Benevolence Fund. Can you do that? Can you make that sacrifice by faith, believing God to do that? Some of you, maybe you can't do 10, but maybe you can do 5 per person in your family. So another family, so you can help another family on the same team that you're playing on. Some of you can give 15 per person in your family, or more than that. You can write a check this morning and mark it for the Benevolence Fund in addition to your regular tithes and offerings. And we want to leave it open to whatever God may put on your heart. But that's a sacrifice that needs to be made right now as we share with one another as people have need, okay? I want to encourage you to do that this morning. But as we draw to a close this morning, some of you have never joined the team. Some of you, you're scared to join the team. Maybe the team's intimidating sometimes. You don't know much about the team, Team Jesus. And maybe time and time again, people have demanded from you to perform and to do this and to do that. And maybe you just feel like a miserable failure. It seems like you can never win. We invite you. I invite you this morning. I wonder how many of us this morning have never joined Team Jesus. And I guarantee you, if you join Team Jesus by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, that you'll be on a winning team. And that you'll be loved unconditionally and be accepted by Christ, who is the one who matters most. And you need to join the team today. You need to sign up and commit your life to Christ. And you might want to take that connection card. And you might want to let people know and let us know so we can help you in your new walk with Christ. That and put it in the offering box when you leave this morning saying, today I'm going to take the challenge. I'm going to commit my life to Christ. I'm making a decision today to sign up for Team Jesus. I don't know what position I'm going to play. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I don't care what anybody else thinks anymore. I don't care about the other team. I don't care what my friends may think or what my friends may say. I don't care if I'm going to fail in the future because I know that God loves me and that He died for me and I want to live for Him and I commit my life to Him today. If that's the desire of your heart, I hope you'll be willing to take that step. Maybe some of you have done that but never been baptized by immersion. We're going to do that in a few weeks. Sign up for that this morning and identify yourself with Christ and with Team Jesus. So some of you, maybe you're at halftime. Okay? Maybe you've been in the game for a while now, and maybe you're struggling. Maybe you're starting to get burnt out. And maybe you've taken a break. Well, it's time to get back in the game again and listen to the coach, just like that coach encouraged that guy a while ago, to give it your best, to play hard. Though you might be tired, be a leader. Be a follower of Christ and lead others to Christ. Okay? Some of you might be in the fourth quarter, literally in the fourth quarter of your life. I mean, Some of us here, I don't know, we might be might not have much more time left on this earth. And games are won in the fourth quarter. Most games are. Whoever wins the fourth quarter wins. How many of you heard that before from your coach before? Really, all of us ought to play like it's the fourth quarter. Okay? And we need to give it our best, and we need to play hard, and we need to play our part and listen to coach. And get, this is a total release performance to live life for Christ with a reckless abandon, listening to the coach and playing by the playbook and doing what he wants us to do. You know the great thing about being on Team Jesus is that sometimes you might get hit hard, but that's all right. You can get up and keep going. You may have fumbled the ball once. You may have made a bad play, but you can make a comeback. Great thing about being on Team Jesus is I've read the playbook, and we do win in the end. And praise God for that. But you've got to join the team by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, and you've got to listen to the coach. Coach Jesus, Coach God, and you've got to huddle up and play hard. And then one day we will enjoy the victory celebration in heaven, and we'll be champions for Christ. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, I pray that each and every one of us would join Team Jesus and we would play our part, that we'd listen to you, that we'd huddle up, and then we would break huddle and go out into this world and score touchdowns for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Yeah. Woo-hoo.